Sell in depth at 15 and 45.
819, we have emergency triple team traffic. We start with you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is still ugly coming over Point of the Mountain and into Draper, and that's because of a crash that we've got northbound just before 123rd, or just after 123rd South, I should say. Still over to the left, but that's the reason the slowing won't clear out. And then you've still got more of it waiting for you around the South Interchange and a little bit in South Salt Lake. But we're clear on the 201 freeway and on the West Side Belt route. Holly?
Cars are beginning to fill in on Timpanogos Highway as you make your way westbound to I-15. And I-15 northbound, it is moving well from Springville to Lehigh. But once you reach the point, be prepared for those Draper slowdowns. And taking a look at State Street, you're good to go from Orem up through Linden and beyond. Eric?
And southbound I-15 through Davis County into North Salt Lake, you've got plenty of slowdowns because of a couple of earlier crashes. One was around Beck Street and the other at 1000 North. That one actually has been pulled over to the right shoulder. The delays now go back to Bountiful, and the thickest spot is between 500 South and Woods Cross. The rest of the I-15 stretch from Ogden to Centerville is actually pretty decent. We do have a little bit of slowing as you approach Farmington. Market Street restaurants are now serving their spring special menu featuring fresh Alaska halibut. Make a reservation today at marketstreetgrill.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.